What up, Ethan? EthanBot 2000. Stupidest way to start a podcast. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Dude, doing all right. I am looking at an article on the internet right now, and I think it would be a good thing for us to talk through a little bit.
The title. Just kicking it off with an article. What are we, NPR?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're an educational podcast these days.
There we go.
We cover many genres, and this is one of them. This article is by popularscience.com. So let's keep the education theme going. 9 science-backed tips for better conversations. And since we talk about for the podcast that, you know, we talk about, that's what we do. So I wanted to read a couple of these and just kind of see if maybe we can improve the podcast as we move into the second half of this century, if you will, episode 51, and kind of see if we can get better, but also see what we're doing well. So here's one of the first tips. It says, please, please put your phone away. So are you using your phone right now?
Yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, put it away. Put it away.
All right, what's up, man?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay, so now we can't see each other because we're FaceTiming.
Right, this is better already. I think this conversation is really flowing now. I feel it's great talking to a digital audio interface instead of a person. Did you disconnect your AirPods?
All right, so we're doing pretty poor on that one. So 0 out of 1 so far. Okay, here's one. This is kind of deep. Stop worrying about how you're being perceived. They like you more than you think. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody likes me.
Okay. So, okay, you're doing good then. I can struggle with this one. Let's be honest. Let's talk insecurity. We often...
Is this your way of saying we don't have a very good podcast?
No. So next one.
That's what it sounds like.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Because 5 was keep the conversation going by asking questions, preferably open-ended ones. You just did that. We're doing great.
No, it wasn't really open-ended, though.
Well, you said, oh, crap. I guess it was kind of a yes or no. But
open-ended would have been, do you feel like we aren't having good conversations on the podcast?
Dude, well, the answer to that is I think we're having good conversations. I think it's fun. But look at that. We just improved because you just changed from a closed-ended to an open-ended. Closed-toed shoe to open-toed shoe, you know?
One is allowed on a funeral park ride.
What?
Or in a carnival park ride.
Funeral park ride.
I don't know why that was.
Bruh.
That's almost. Wild.
Wow. Well,
How many more tips? Is that it?
Venture out deeper when you're ready. Are we ready?
We get deep sometimes. We had our Barbie episode. We got deep during, I feel like.
Dude, that was good, I think. Yeah, and I think after episode, now, once we're into the 50s, 60s, 70s, hundreds, thousands perhaps, we're going to go crazy with these deep conversations.
I think it's even going to be words at that point. I think we're just going to be looking at each other.
Well, you know, like this new Neuralink thing that Elon Musk is making? We don't really need to talk about it because I don't know anything, but we are not even going to have to talk anymore. It's just going to be our thoughts being projected into audio form. The look you're giving me is wild. You look like Childish Gambino when he's singing "This Is America."
No, I'm trying to communicate my thoughts like you're saying through the Neuralink.
What, did you get it installed yet?
That's what it is.
Loser.
Yeah, no, not yet.
So, and then the last one is ultimately tailor your approach. I don't know. Is that a type of shirt? Do I need to get that short?
I'm assuming that means something where it's like, I'm not going to come up to you and be like, I don't know, we're friends. There's not much we have different. Bruins this or that.
I like hockey, kind of.
Yeah. But so I mean, it kind of works. Tailor your approach. Like, I don't know. Like, don't like bring up things that you know the other person finds interesting.
Like, your shorts or your pants are too long. They need to get 2 inches off, kind of thing?
No.
Okay.
My pants are perfect length.
Oh, are you talking about our RD freshman year?
I get the Taylor. I get the Taylor joke.
Nice.
I get it. I'm not going to lie. It took me a second, though.
And then, okay, another one. Don't skip the small talk. This is the number one. And I'll just read this. I like this description of small talk. Mastroianni, we all know Mastroianni, the classic small talk expert. He says, you need to have, or she, could be a woman, you need to have some kind of baseline of a relationship with somebody before you can get to the next step. Oh, he explains, a man. So I was right. Conversations are not just about information extraction. They also help us show that we care and we're listening. And then Mastroianni goes on and says this wild thing. Other primates do this by picking bugs out of their community members' hair. So I like this for a couple reasons. One, it assumes that we as humans are primates. So evolution, kind of fun.
Yeah.
And that we are picking bugs out of each other's hair when we're small talking. Like that's kind of the... We just do it using
asking,
our words.
Asking, hey, what you've been doing recently is equivalent to picking and eating bugs out of your hair.
Yeah. I like that he doesn't all say right. eating, but you just kind of assume, which I also assumed. Like,
well, I'm not going to dispose of them.
No, like flick them onto the ground, dude. No, take a bite.
No, I'm going to just...
Some fiber in there.
Munch on those.
Yeah. So, I guess small talk is fine. I guess it's fine.
You know, have you ever seen like the... It was like on Tumblr and like whatever, like the edgy people being like, yo, skip with small talk. Let's get deep. You ever see those posts?
Yeah.
It's always so cringe.
Get deep. So I was like, okay.
Don't bother with small talk. What are you looking to do with your life? It's like, dude, I don't know.
That almost feels like somebody, you know, there's a certain genre of person, and I won't name names because they're all usually nice people, but who are very, very outgoing to the point where they are the kind of person who in the first 3 minutes of talking, they're probably going to ask you maybe like your 10-year plan or what you are going through or like something really like deep and kind of existential. They probably won't listen super well, and then next time you see them, they'll ask your name again. You know, that's where
there's an interesting breed of these type of people that also is especially prevalent in camps, and it's usually within the first 5 minutes of conversation. Dude, so like, what's your biggest sin struggle? Oh, I can go first if you're not comfortable with that. That's like, I feel like that's the same brand of person, just like camp edition.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'll go first if you're not comfortable. And then it's just
and he's like, sometimes I just get jealous.
Yeah. Last night I accidentally touched Susie's hand and it was kind of scary. Like I've never done that.
Susie's your wife, dude. Come on.
Dude, my smoking hot wife's hand, dude, is scary.
I touched your hand and I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Bro, so anyway,
I feel like I'm at a weird place in my life right now where there's a juxtaposition between adulthood and childhood. Mm. And it's very, very strange because on one hand, I don't know if you can see it. I have a big zit on my cheek and
loser.
As a 23 year old,
totally kidding.
I started feeling it growing and instead of being an adult and taking proper care of it, putting lotion on it, whatever you have to do with them. I still don't know. No, I just grabbed it and just was like, you know, picking at it.
Scratch it till it bleeds.
Yeah. Every bit. Exactly, exactly. But then at the same time today, like, filed my taxes. Then also I haven't taken out, since I've moved to this house, I know I mentioned it before, I still haven't emptied my recycling bin just because I literally don't know what day they pick it up. I don't want to look like the dumb neighbor putting it out on a day they don't come pick it up.
No, I mean, there's a lot of days to choose. You could get it wrong easily, so.
Yeah, it's like at least 7.
Yeah, well, yeah, somewhere in there, rounding down, I think.
Yeah, but it's just I found myself, in that weird place where it's like I'm an adult, but also I'm still like not fully an adult because I can't handle my own facial skincare, but I'm also doing my own taxes.
Hmm.
So it's been strange.
Yeah. What would you say is probably your biggest like struggle with sin right now? Mine's probably that I grew a zit recently.
Yeah. It's really mine's hard. Probably gluttony. I had 2 donuts with breakfast this morning.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's rough. That sucks, man. I don't know. I have no solution for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Muscle you should probably write killer. That on a piece of paper and then throw it into the fire.
I was going to nail it to a cross, but that works too.
Yeah. That one's actually better than the fire thing.
The cross makes more sense. As I said, I was like, that actually that like works a lot better fire, than burning it does. You know what? Actually, that one kind of goes crazy. Got me there.
Kind of goes crazy. Oh, camp's great, but yeah, some funny stuff.
I like being in a place where you can laugh at it, but there are some silly aspects. But also, I do think it is a good thing. Yeah. I like camp.
Yeah.
I like the band Camp as well.
Oh, Camp with two A's.
Camp.
I always wonder, because obviously, what'd you say?
Just dropping that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Camp.
Dude, what if they're listening? Mr. Robert Camp is listening, do you think?
His name's Robert?
It's the guy, I think Robert Camp. He's the guy who writes the songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're joking. Are you joking?
I'm totally joking.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite bits is like the inventor of give me a product. I can tell you the inventor.
Hot dogs.
Robert Hot Dog, I think, invented those.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me another one. See if you can guess where I'm going with this. It's like a riddle.
Kraft mac and cheese.
I think Robert Kraft invents that. Do you get it?
That's funny because kind of Robert Kraft owns the Patriots.
Oh, I thought that was Robert Patriot.
No.
Okay, give me one more. See if you can guess it.
Dang it. Robert. Is there a joke with the name Robert?
There's no joke.
There is no joke?
No.
Okay, Windex.
Contrary to popular belief, actually, it's Robbie Windex. He was young. So.
Okay.
He was kind of he was growing zits when he invented the thing and could not remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, take out the trash, but...
I have a future in glass cleaning solutions. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Because that sounds a lot like me.
Yeah. But can you text me later? The inside of my windshield has been just like disgusting recently. I need to just Windex that thing or something.
Yo, me too.
Okay, we need to text each other later.
Yeah.
And then I'll go do it.
Because I keep on doing like, I'll do it in the daytime and then I forget about it all day. And then I drive it at night and that's when I can really only see the inside smears.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to do that, but I'm not going to do it when I get home because it'll be like nighttime.
I know. I got to go inside.
100%.
You know, I put take my shoes off, walk in my shoes. It's cold outside. So it's wild. The human experience is full of just one after the other tasks that will take 8 minutes that we put off for 8 months, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's so dumb.
I did my taxes. That was about an hour and 10 minutes today. Front to back, get my taxes done.
So my theory just got disproved. Good.
No, I was just saying that was like a task that I knew was going to be big.
Yeah.
But you know what I did? I needed to like pre-reward myself. Where I was like, I'm not going to do this unless I have, like, unless I'm set up perfectly. Because I got up and I was like, I'm going to get up and go straight to it. So I literally woke up out of bed, put like pants and a shirt on, and then came right to this office I'm sitting in now and sat down with my computer and started. Immediately was like, I can't do this. I need to like take a shower, put my contacts in, do all that. So I went and did all that. And then I was in the shower and I was like, there's this cafe down the street called Emmett's. And I was like, I kind of want to get Emmett's. They have this ginger chai fizz thing.
Okay.
And I had it a couple days ago and I was like, I need that again. That sounds so good. It's so fire. Mm. And so I got that. And then an egg sandwich from them. And then I also grabbed donuts from Buckeye Donuts.
Mm.
Can't not.
Dang.
Came back here and then sat down, ate that breakfast, and then just like cranked it out in like an hour 10.
Nice.
I was like, there we go.
Wow.
And then I made ginger mix because I want to try to make my own ginger chai fizz, which I probably will do tomorrow morning. I think I'm going to try because I think it should be cooled down by then. But
nice. It's awesome.
Yeah. That was today for me.
Very, very cool. The IRS has a little bit less beef with you than they used to. Because I know the past few years you've kind of just blown it off and lied, you know, so.
I tweeted about that. I was saying, dude, could you imagine living in a day without TurboTax or anything like that?
No.
Dude, how did they do taxes?
I think most people just went to jail, but nobody really talked
about it. That's what I was like. I would just go to jail. I don't think that's, like, realistically, doing taxes without tax act is a no-go. Like, that's just, okay, jail time.
Yeah. Straight to jail.
Sorry, but that's not happening.
Nope.
I'm not doing that. You're crazy.
Very true.
But, yeah, no. Tim liked it. No flex.
Who liked it? Oh, Tim.
Tim Craig, the tweet. Nice. He liked it. So.
Fun. Dude, that guy, man. I don't really like him that much.
Well, he had some problematic tweets.
Yeah. What? Yeah, so. I know. That I forget what he even said, but I think in
yeah, I don't remember any of them. But 8 to 10
years, we should resurface them, and then make sure he can never get a job again.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably.
Yep. We'll have to have him back on the podcast and make some more bad ones.
Those were pretty funny.
Or read some more of his bad ones.
Yeah. Just read. Or get.
Not make. They're real. They're real. Oh, they're real and they're real bad.
Well, good catch.
Yeah.
That'd
be close.
Fun.
I've been looking for a watch.
Okay.
So I got a new phone, which I feel like I've mentioned now in every single episode since getting a new phone.
Yep.
Kind of funny, including our radio episode. I mentioned it even then too.
Pretty funny.
Anyways, my old Apple Watch no longer works with my new phone, so I've been going watchless, and it's kind of been killing me.
Oh.
So I've been kind of like, I would like to get an analog, like a nice analog watch.
Sick.
Like a nice one. Not just some Timex. We're talking like mid $200 watch. Rolex? I think it'd be nice. No. Okay. That's like, okay, first off, watches aren't cheap.
Like, how much is a Rolex? Like, realistically.
At least four figures, at least.
Gosh.
Like a grand or two for like a base level. Anyways, I've been looking at watches, trying to find one. And every time, I think they intentionally do this because you have to buy multiple watches. Like, they want you to buy multiple. And so it's like you find something. Like, for me, I want actual Arabic numbers. I don't want Roman numerals, and I don't want just symbols for the times because I like the numbers on the watch.
Yeah.
I want a date window. Like a little window that tells you what day it is.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
That's super helpful. And then I want it glow in the dark at night.
Mm.
So that I can, like, you know, see it.
Sure.
On top of that, I also, there's other things that I'm like, well, I don't really care about, but it would be nice. I want, like, it's called automatic movement instead of quartz movement.
Okay.
Quartz is like, or mechanical versus quartz. Mechanical movement is like the hand kind of just keeps like ticking around like at one consistent speed.
Mm.
And then quartz movement is like tick, tick, tick,
yeah,
tick. Just secondhand movement. And then I want like a leather strap. That's like the only thing. Those are the two things outside of that. It is so hard to find all of those categories in one watch.
Really?
Yeah. And also, they can like just be off time. Like, I found a watch I really liked and everything, and all the comments like, this is great. And then everyone just was like, yeah, it runs like 5 seconds fast, but it's not bad. I like it.
Okay.
It's what do you like mean?
Not accurate.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not good at telling time, but I like it. It's like, huh. Okay. So it's been tough. You know, I'm not going to lie. It was something I thought about at work, and I was started looking into it. And then that's all I've been looking at the past few days is shopping for watches.
Wow.
Dude, it's impossible. I don't know. I mean,
I think you
have to have like 10 plus watches because you're like, oh, this one has this that I like, and this one has this, and I rotate through. Dang. You know, I'm going to a nice place. I'm going to put on. There's not such a thing as a coverall watch, you know?
Yeah. What are some watch brands in your budget? Like, what are some of these names that I should be looking out for?
So like Fossil, Timex has a few nice watches.
I've rocked some Timex in the past. Brand
loyalty. Yeah. Yeah, there's a Timex Waterford, I think.
Okay.
Waterbury. The Timex Waterbury. And then
that was nice.
That one is the one I'm looking at right now. It runs you about $120.
Yeah.
Out the door. Which that's the one that people are like, it's great. Sometimes not on time, but
it is classy though.
Exactly.
Well, I like the one with the blue background, actually. I kind of like that.
the blue face.
Yeah.
I like the way that it has the day of the week and the time. Mm-hmm. The day, like, it has the name of the day and also the time.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? At the end of the second hand, the W.
Yeah, this is a Waterbury. Or Waterbury. And also, Waterbury is one of the oldest watch companies.
Wow.
So the Timex, the Waterbury is a collaboration between Timex and Waterbury, and Waterbury is like one of the oldest watch companies ever. So
that's awesome.
That's cool.
Would you rather go Waterbury or In-N-Out?
Probably In-N-Out, because you can't eat a watch.
Yeah. Ah. The joke was that Waterbury kind of sounds like Whataburger if you say it fast.
But I got it.
I don't know if that translated.
And then there's the Timex and Tom Snyder MK1 Sky King.
Sky King? Get that one.
It's going to run you at 178 out the door.
Oh.
And everything about it is perfect, except it doesn't have lights, like dials that light up in the dark.
Oh, dude.
And so it's just, you keep getting so close, and then it's like, oh, like I need everything about this is perfect. It's got numbers. It's got 24-hour clock. It's got minute and second clock. And it has automatic movement, I think. Or mechanical movement. No, it has quartz movement, which is like not my favorite, but that's fine. But then the biggest thing I can't do without is non-indigo lighting. So it's like,
dang.
I don't know what to do, man.
Man, dude, when she's a perfect 10, but her skin is light up in the dark.
That's literally what I'm playing over here. Perfect in every way, but doesn't light up in the dark.
Okay.
All right, well.
Let me tell you about a watch that I think you should get. So look up, here, let me find this. Timex Expedition T49949.
No, I know this watch.
Perfect watch.
T4 what?
T49949. I think this is the same watch that I used to rock back in the day. And there was a season of my life, probably fifth grade to seventh grade, where I wore this watch every day, all day, 24/7, sleeping, showering, swimming, you name it. I was wearing this watch.
Dude, I know this. Yeah, that is a fire watch.
Yeah, and it has indigo. You know what I'm saying?
It has, honestly, the stupid thing about it is like that has everything I need.
It has everything. Indigo, it never gets off.
It has the time. It has the date. Yeah, it's not going to get off.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's some really cool versions of it now. I don't remember all these cool versions existing when I was a kid.
Dude, the black, brown, brown. It's just
like
the
base model.
Is yeah. Dead. Charcoal with the mini compass. Oh, compass on the strap. Oh, my gosh.
There's charcoal with a mini compass?
I'm on Amazon. It's the sixth option. Charcoal plus mini compass is awesome.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Dude, that's for where's a real the, rugged man.
I don't see the mini compass.
It's on the strap above. Do you see that?
Oh. Sick. How about that? So, well, never mind, guys. I found the watch I need. Yeah,
just get that one.
So, it's not the one I want, but it's the one I need.
Yeah, so I'm here on Rolex's website, and I'm going to see how much these are.
If can you find any prices on that?
I mean, this website is immaculate. I'm not going to lie. Like, if you want an experience, just go on the website. This is awesome. But it's not telling me how much it costs, so...
You probably have to buy it on, like, eBay or something like that, something secondhand.
I guess. Well...
Also, there's so many aspects about watches I just don't know. So, like, that's concerning. Like, people will be talking about, like, how it sits on the wrist, which I understand, but they'll be like, this has a heftier set. And I'm like, okay. Does that mean heavy or, like, large? Like, what does that mean?
I have no idea. But what I do know is that the Rolex Lady Datejust, is what it's called, is $53,000. Yeah.
Okay, so that's mid-sized sedan is what that that's is. Crazy. Or a clock. You can either drive yourself a 2022 Honda Civic off the lot with 40,000 miles or less on it. Or, actually, Honda Civic. Dude, you can get like a nice Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, yeah, you could go
23
nice.
Volkswagen Golf off the lot with 0 miles on it. Or a watch.
I mean, let's be honest. This thing's immaculate. Woohoo! I've never wanted one of these.
What level of like rich do you have to be to go? Yeah, dude, $53,000 watch,
and it's just because it's Rolex, you know.
Right.
Sheesh, that's crazy.
And I mean, it doesn't have like diamonds and stuff all over it.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. I saw one earlier that was like diamond encrusted. Which, that's when you, oh yeah, the date just diamond encrusted. The whole perimeter of the circle is just filled with diamond.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The, yeah, the 6 Roman numeral on the bottom, diamond encrusted. That's awesome.
Well, in other news, I just found a $270 Peanuts watch.
Peanuts?
Peanuts, like the cartoon.
Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, it's like literally just a watch, and then they just put the Peanuts logo.
Oh, I see it.
Peanuts gang.
Yeah, I see the gang
on the front of it. Like they didn't do anything.
Honestly, it's kind of sick though.
I would disagree.
Wait,
you got Woodstock on the band. That's actually kind of dope.
Go to No, never mind. I was going to say, go to the 4th picture where it shows the back of the watch. It's really confusing. It's like a photo of the back of the watch, but it's like everything is kind of imposed on top of each
weird.
Other. Like, what's going on there?
Oh, it's like they print it out on top of it, and then just they still have a clear backing so you can see the inner workings of it.
Fun.
Yeah, also, the cool thing about that is it's an automatic watch. And so what that means is it uses the motion of your hands when you walk and move it around to like keep the mechanism moving, which is why you have issues with time not being always completely accurate because you don't put a battery in an automatic watch.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of cool. So that's why. Yeah, that's why.
Wow.
That's the case, but.
Well, good stuff.
Yeah, anyway. That's been my recent obsession.
Cool.
It's watches.
My recent obsession has been playing Mario on my Switch. So
okay.
It's been great. I forget if I said this, I beat Super Mario 64 in like 2 days. All 120 stars. So kind of sick. Honestly, dang. Still the best video game ever made. I'll stand by it.
Stands up to the test of time.
It really does. Really a great game. I think part of it's probably nostalgia, but also it's like pretty much the first, like, it was Nintendo's basically first go at like a 3D adventure platformer game, and they pretty much 100% nailed it. Like, there's almost nothing about the game that's like blatantly poor, you know. And right. Other companies after that tried to like do the same thing and just kind of sucked, but Nintendo, like, I guess, you know, some of the levels maybe are a little weird. Some of the stars are kind of odd.
What was this game called again?
Super Mario 64.
Super Mario.
But like the 64. Movement of Mario is all these years later still top notch. Like it just feels good to play the game. You know what I'm saying? People are still trying to figure that out, I feel like. And Nintendo nailed it the first try. It's wild. So, great game. Fantastic game.
How did you play it on the Switch?
Yeah, because they re-released that game along with Super Mario Sunshine and Galaxy for the Switch a few years ago. It was like, I don't know, 20-year anniversary or something, and they released. So,
does it look good now, or is it still kind of old-fashioned graphic-y?
I don't think they really updated much, and honestly, it still looks pretty good. For being I guess the game now is almost 30 years old, I think. Because I think it came out in 96. So
why'd they call it 64 then?
Because it was on the Nintendo 64, the console, which the first console that they made, the NES, was 8-bit, which is like, I don't totally know what that means, but that's like the level of processing power I think it had. Or maybe that was graphical. I think it might have been graphical. And then they made the SNES, which was 16-bit. And then they were able to make the leap to 64-bit with the Nintendo 64. That's what they called it that. So kind of a technical thing, but kind of fun still. And I, yeah,
oh,
I
this think is that super was, confusing.
What?
The bits?
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm guessing it's like the graphics, but maybe also processing power.
It's processing power. Nice. But I don't know what it means beyond that. It just keeps on saying CPU stuff. What are we at now? What's like, how many bits is an Xbox One?
I have no idea. 500,000. I have no idea.
64.
Still 64?
That's still kind of small.
Oh, that's just the, I guess that's what we're at. Cool. Fun. I really overestimated. But yeah, great game. I'm playing Mario Sunshine for the GameCube now, which still a good game, really good game. Not as good as 64, which just shows how much they nailed it with the first try. And then I'll play Galaxy after Sunshine, which Galaxy is like in my top three games of all time. So good. It's just, the soundtrack is just impeccable. They had like a live symphony orchestra play these songs. People sleep on video game music, and I think that game is a prime example of like, this is just wild, you know, that this isn't a Mario game, you know, so just good stuff.
How good are you at like how much do you think you know about video games as a whole?
As a whole, iffy. Well, compared to the average person, I would say I do pretty well. Nintendo, I would say I have a pretty good grasp on Nintendo.
Okay,
I don't know a whole lot about like Xbox, like, you know, Sony and Microsoft stuff, but Nintendo stuff I feel like I'd know a pretty good amount about.
All right, we're gonna do a list of the best-selling Nintendo games.
Okay,
just in general.
Am I gonna need to like guess these?
Yep.
Best-selling ever. Okay. All right.
Actually, and we're going to do... no, we're not going to do franchises. We're going to do actual games. I think that would be better. All right.
All right. How many are on the list?
We can do just the top 10.
Okay.
Because there's 50.
Okay.
There's some 10. Sleepers on here. And I don't know how to break down some of these, but best-selling games made by Nintendo.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to go... Mario Kart 8, is that on the list?
Yeah, give me a ranking.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna say like 2.
Yep, Mario Kart 8 is number 2.
That's
pretty good.
Smash Bros. Ultimate is gonna be on there, probably like 4 or 5.
No, 13.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna go Mario Galaxy 2 is like 6, 7.
I think you're forgetting about another very popular genre, because no.
Really? Okay. Zelda, which one? Probably like Breath of the Wild. Probably sold really well. Is that on there?
No.
Okay, what about Zelda Ocarina of Time? Is that like 5 or 6?
Breath of the Wild was 12, and that was the highest ranked Zelda, just to give you that.
Okay. Let's guess, man. I'm wondering which console these are for. Cause like I don't know how many people bought video games back in the day. Like let's get a gauge.
Yeah, so
this.
we're including stuff like from Game Boy.
I know.
3DS, NES.
Let's get a gauge. I'm gonna say the original Super Mario Bros. Is number 8.
Number 4, Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, so NES, that tells me that
Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, and 3DS.
That's fascinating. Okay. Super Mario 64, I'm going to guess, is also on the list. I'm going to say, like, number 3. No.
26.
Because N64 didn't sell that well. Dang it.
Oh. Super Mario 64 is 26.
Okay, Wii. The Wii sold really well. Does Wii Sports count? Is that on there?
Yeah, that counts. It's on the list.
Is it number 1?
It is number 1.
That's so stupid, but also an incredible game.
Wii Sports is the best-selling Nintendo game of all time.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, the Wii you're missing, popped off. I know, I'm missing
you
the
didn't
Wii.
Play, you didn't play... You don't talk about this really at all.
Is it like a different franchise?
It's Nintendo, but it's a different like kind of thing.
I know. What else did they make? I'm going to guess maybe Pokemon's on there. Pokemon Yellow? Is that on there?
That takes number 3.
Okay. Wow.
Still 3 more spots in the top 10 occupied by Pokemon.
Oh, wow. Okay, Pokemon Red and Blue.
Those are all grouped together at number 3. Oh, red, green, blue, yellow are all grouped together at 3.
Okay, Pokemon Silver, Gold is going to be like 5.
6.
Okay, and then Pokemon Ruby, Sapphire is 7, 8, maybe?
8.
Okay, cool. Are those the 3 Pokemon in the top 10?
7 has one more Pokemon.
Really? Okay. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl?
Yep.
That's crazy, because those are just like the first 4 they made.
Yeah, awesome. So that takes care of you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, and you're missing 5, 9, 10.
5, 9, 10. Okay, is Metroid on there?
No.
Okay, is Star Fox on there?
No.
Okay, is Wii Fit on there?
No. There is one more Wii game on there.
Okay. Smash Bros. Brawl?
No.
Okay.
Another like staple Wii game.
Oh. Oh yeah, New Super Mario Bros. Wii. No. Really?
I guess it's not staple Wii game, but like came huge comeback on the Wii.
Really?
They had accessories sold for this game.
Yeah. Wii Sports. Mario Kart Wii? Oh,
number 9. Mario
I was
Kart
tripped
Wii.
Up because I already did the other Mario Kart. So now we got what, number 5 and number 10?
Yep.
Man, okay, give me a hint for 10.
Only available on the NES and the Game Boy.
Okay. NES, Game Boy.
I didn't even know this existed. Like, I didn't know this was owned by a company, this game.
Really? Is it like Tetris?
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. And then 5.
For number 5, it's only has availability on the Switch.
Oh. Okay. Switch Mario Odyssey.
Nope.
Zelda. Nope. We already got that. Man. I'm still learning Switch stuff. What was the biggest?
When it first came out, it was like a big thing.
Okay.
A lot of people playing it.
Yeah, it's going to be so obvious once I've figured it out. Switch came out like 7 years ago. I'm trying to even think.
Did it really?
Yeah, 2017. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, I thought that's been out for like 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, give me the first letter. I'm not going to guess this. Animal Crossing New Horizons. Oh, I forgot about Animal Crossing. All right.
Yep.
Well, there I did decent. I did decent.
That's not bad.
That's fun. I love Nintendo stuff.
You were naming a lot of like 10 through 25s.
Yeah.
Because you have Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Brothers, New Super Mario Bros., Smash Bros. Ultimate, Breath of the Wild. Stuff like that.
Obviously, there's like some of the best games they've made, but then it's like Wii Sports. Obviously sold so much because it was like, bundled with the Wii.
Dude, like Tetris?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know, that's the same thing as some company claiming the Snake game or something like that.
Well, very interesting. That's fun. I love that Pokemon is 4 of them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's fun. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, fun quiz. Did you know Tetris is also the most sold video game of all time?
I'm not surprised.
Across all platforms?
Yeah, they've made like 50 versions of it, so. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never really gotten into Tetris, but I'm sure it's really fun.
Tetris was initially released for the Soviet Union-developed Electronica 60 computer. Oh. And variations of the classic puzzler have been made available for over 50 different platforms. Ooh. Helped to launch the Game Boy to success, eventually selling over 35 million copies on Nintendo's handheld console.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for the Soviets.
Dude, yeah, honestly, they need a dub. Did it. They've been needing a dub.
Yeah, they've been struggling.
And back in the day, they needed
too political, you know.
Dude, my eyeballs have been itching.
Yikes. Do you want to talk about our last episode?
I do. I think that was, I mean, maybe that's what the listeners are chiming in for. We didn't even mention it.
No.
I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah. I've gotten some good feedback from a few people who said they thought it was funny. So
I think it was it was fun to, like we were saying before, like work that creative muscle.
Yeah.
Obviously we're creating something when we podcast normally, but it was fun because we like wrote up a script and everything. And it just felt more like we were working on a project together. Yeah. And then hearing your sound design was super fun too. When you sent over that first, I literally woke up to that text and just laid in bed and just listened to the whole thing all the way through.
Nice.
It was just so fun. Thanks. So, I don't know. I think it was I thought it was very, very good, to be honest.
Yeah. I had a good time, too, like, when we were doing those ads. And it was fun, like, adding jokes in as we were going, like, you know. Because we kind of, Ethan pretty much came up with all the ideas for the ads. And then we just kind of brainstormed, like, funny things to add. And it was fun, like, because when I was trying to think through one of the, like, Uncle Vinny ones, it was like, there's a joke here. I don't know what it is yet. And then we'd think, and then we'd figure out the joke. And then it was like, we just made a joke. It was funny, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what's just so fun is. Because, I mean, we talk normally, but none of it's obviously scripted.
Yeah.
And we've worked on scripts before. None of them recorded or anything. But I think, honestly, I was thinking about it. I was like, we should work on a script, like, together in that setting again. Because it's hard sitting down by yourself and be like, I'm going to write something funny right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I feel like Notes app is for. You write on something that's like, this is a funny concept thing. And then you don't really do anything. But I think I think it'd be fun if we did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we should do that.
I agree.
I was thinking too, why don't we just stick to like trying to do audio only sketches?
Kind of fun.
I don't know.
I had an idea that we start off every episode with a sketch, but we'd have to talk through it, but it would just be writing a sketch every week, but kind of fun. Maybe every couple weeks do it, but.
But like I said, I'd want to write the sketch with you.
Yeah.
Like it'd be something where we'd call ahead of time and write a sketch together over FaceTime or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sounds fun.
Also thinking up like the concept for a sketch is I feel like super hard.
Mm-hmm.
A 5 second or 10 second ad read is like, that's easy. Just like think of some stupid thing and it's like we can just nail it out real quick. But I don't know.
We'll talk about
it. That, honestly, I had a good time doing that. And I was like, I could get used to doing this more often, sitting down and writing something out and like creating jokes.
It's a good time.
I don't know. I think this is our launch into the world of SNL.
Yeah.
SNL next. Here we come.
We're going to be the next cast members.
I'm going to meet Lorne Michaels myself and audition for him.
That's good.
I'm just now remembering Shane Gillis, my favorite comedian, was fired from SNL and then was actually recently asked to be back on SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see that?
I think I saw that he was fired. Like, I read about that.
Yeah, he's back on. He did actually, I think this past weekend he was on.
Like, as a guest or a cast member?
As a guest.
Oh, fun.
Yep. February 24th, he'll be on. So this February, he'll be on SNL. This Saturday, he'll be on. Okay,
yeah.
Which I'm honestly going to sit down and watch the entirety of, even though I work on Sunday, because he is one of the funniest people. I think Nate Bargatze's definitely like neck and neck with him right now.
Yeah.
I think actually, no, I'd have to say Nate Bargatze is funnier because Nate doesn't have crude jokes at his disposal.
Are 100% different comedians, but both very funny. So
I think both can be good, but I still stand by. I think as far as quality of comedy goes, I think Nate Bargatze's kind of got a hand up over Shane.
Yeah.
Just because Nate has, you know, as some people might consider it, their arsenal. You know, he has, because he's a clean comedian, he has jokes and words that are just off limits. And so he has a smaller amount of weaponry, per se. And he still is able to just write and, like, make truly funny stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you watch his SNL stuff?
Yeah, the sketch about, like, being a, well, like, Washington or whatever.
Yes.
Was hilarious.
That I was going to bring that one up.
So it's good. So good. Yeah. So, that I'm going to watch rights, that right? after this.
I know, I think I'm going to. Like, what about the future for the black man? He's like, we only use miles to measure distance.
That's just hilarious. Oh,
that's that's good stuff.
His like, yeah, I don't even know if we can call it an accent. It's just like his drawl is just
classic. His Tennessee drawl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I think also I listened to an interview with him where he was talking about kind of why he's a clean comedian. He's like, I've always just wanted to be able to perform without being like, oh, my family's in the crowd. That feels weird to make that kind of a joke or say that kind of thing in front of my family.
Yeah.
I was like, that's actually super cool too. Big respect there for that.
Yeah. And you just get more of a widespread audience, honestly, just logistically.
Right.
More people are going to listen. So
yeah. And he's like able to be on, what's it called? He's able to be on cable networks, cable TV. He's like, there's so much more opportunity for him, I feel like, as far as in mainstream media, then he's like not limited to just like the, you know, back rooms of YouTube or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's also... I think it's funny too. Just last thing. I don't know. My YouTube, for some reason, has been just feeding me comedy videos and like videos breaking down comedians and like describing the. It's, I don't know. It's like all planes and comedians right now. And I don't know why. But that's what I've been watching. And so they've been talking. This guy, Stavros, he's basically was saying like he hates. And I'm glad he said it because there's sometimes that idea where it's like comedians will be like, we're like the last true people who are like saying what we think really. Like we're, you know, we're philosophers of modern day time. And I'm like, I was glad. He's like, dude, we're just lucky we get to do this. Like this was not, we don't bring any value. We just get to have fun on stage for a couple minutes. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of facts. I think that that argument of like, we're like this generation's philosophers.
We're the last line of defense when it comes to freedom of speech.
Yeah. I just think that's so dumb. It's like, okay.
A lot of not funny people are saying a lot of wacky stuff, and they're allowed to, you know.
They're in positions of power. They're in the government, my man.
That's not where I was going, but you're right. I mean, yeah,
you're the last defense, dude. We have you. Have you seen what's going on?
Yeah, wild.
I haven't, honestly.
No,
I'm blissfully unaware.
Yeah,
that's how I like it. Stuff.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah,
comedy.
Someday, Mitchell, we'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're pretty funny. I don't know.
I think I'll
toot our horns or anything, but
I'll toot your horn.
Hey, I'll toot yours. It's rough.
You're funny, Mitchell.
Hey.
Funny guy.
Doot, doot. You too.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, I just remembered that we predicted the scores of the big game.
Did we?
Yeah. Do we want to see who's
right? Did you write it down somewhere?
I did. I have it in my notes. I just have to scroll down and I'll see it. Do you remember the score? Like the actual score?
I'll pull it up real quick.
Because I can't remember. I know.
22-25 Kansas City Chiefs.
Jeez. All right.
Chiefs by 3. 25-22.
25-22. Let's check. See who wins. So.
I think I had the Chiefs.
Wait. I only wrote down the numbers. I remember.
I don't know.
Did you have who did you say was going to win?
I feel like I would have said the Chiefs because I've been big on the Chiefs like the whole time. Like, I don't like them, but I was like, dude, they're going to win. That's all they do is win.
Yeah, no matter what, they got money on their mind. So I said 21-18 Chiefs. You said 27-17 Chiefs. So we're both kind of wrong at the same time.
Yeah.
Truly don't know who won that one.
I truly don't remember even making that prediction.
Yeah,
either.
You said it.
So that's cool.
Yep. Well, it's a good segment.
Should we What can we pick on in the future and come back to?
Probably. I mean, we could just predict next year's.
That's too far out.
Okay.
Let's do the NHL Stanley Cup.
Okay. What?
Stanley Cup winner. Okay. Just outright.
Bruins, right?
I don't know who's at the top.
Okay, let's see.
Right now.
I'm Googling who's good in hockey this year.
Look up NHL standings. That'll help.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I know Bruins are
ranked two.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure the Canucks are up there too. Number one, I'm assuming, is like what, the Lightning? No, the Stars. No, the Dallas or Vegas Golden Knights.
What crap? The Canucks.
Our number one still?
Yeah.
Wow, they were on a tear.
Stanley Cup odds, 1,200. I don't know really what that means, but sounds good.
The what? Plus 1,200?
Is that good?
That's like pretty long odds for the most favorite team.
Is it like the lower the number, the better odds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then the Oilers are at 750.
So they should plus 600?
750.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so they're the
best. Bruins at? Bruins, I'm going to go Bruins plus 900.
Close, 850.
Oh, I almost said 850 too.
Dang.
Give me Stars plus, do plus 1,200 for Stars.
Oh, you're so close again, 1,300.
Man.
All right, guess another team and then go with your second guess.
Okay.
And then it'll be right.
Well, give me a team.
Okay, Panthers.
Panthers? I'm going to go plus 2,300.
So what's your second guess?
Plus 2,700.
Oh my gosh, keep going.
Plus 3,000?
I'm just kidding, it's 900. Somehow. What? Yeah, that's like pretty good.
They're not that good. I mean, I guess they kind of are.
They're number four ranked.
Yeah.
All right, last guess. Blue Jackets. Our favorite team.
Well, they got to be like plus 100,000.
50,000, which is the max.
Yeah, I don't think, because they're not even going to get in the cup playoffs.
No, they're 29th out of 32, so pretty bad.
Yeah, they're not, yeah, no.
But that's the team we're going to go see, right?
Yeah, we're going to see the Blue Jackets, and then, yeah, check what the Rangers odds are.
Oh, Rangers?
Oh, is that no, sorry, not the Rangers. No, that's this coming Sunday. The Vegas Golden Knights odds.
Oh, 1,200.
1,200. So yeah, that's we're going to be watching the plus 50,000 team play the plus 7 or plus 1,200 odds team to win the Stanley Cup. So you can probably guess how that's going to go.
Hey, go Jackets. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll be rooting for the Jackets, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough one.
Oof. Well, fun.
Yeah. It'll be a good time. The hard thing I was looking for here. For those of you wondering, we're having a Bagel Gang hockey night where we're having all past guests of the podcast and Mitchell and I out here to Columbus to watch a hockey game. We'll have Jonathan Rathman, as you remember from the August episode before our break. And then we'll have Tim Craig, who you remember from earlier spring 23. And Mitchell and I will be going to a hockey game.
Fun.
Don't ask me what day, because I don't remember.
March 4th.
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
It's a Monday. That's all I know.
It's a Monday.
Monday.
Yep.
And then we should ask Lincoln if he can come.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
He'll have the... Oh, I guess you're coming, too, so you could, like, carpool.
Do you want to text him or me?
Either.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Do it right now. All right.
Welcome back, everyone, to the segment of the podcast where we make plans on air for you guys.
Oh, crap. I started typing like the word wanna, like wanna come, and I accidentally typed it into the top bar that's like to the person, and I almost texted my high school digital media teacher, who's a woman. Want to come to the Blue Jackets game?
She's like, sure. It's kind of a hike, but yeah, I'll come on out from King's Nope. Chambersburg.
Kings.
Pennsylvania.
Kings Island.
No, wasn't it King's Church?
March.
King's
Road. Oh, King Street.
King Road. King Street Church.
King Road. March 4th.
Isn't that what your, is that where your church was?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She went to a different church, like a scrub. Don't even know where.
Loser.
I'm just kidding. So, all right, we'll see what Lincoln says. I said March 4th. I'm just hoping that's correct.
Yeah, let me double check.
I'm not changing it.
I'd hate for him to agree to it and then not actually be able to make it. That would make me sad.
Wow.
How's we're kind of hitting the. Kind of hitting the dog days, the pre-dog days.
Oh, what does that mean?
As in, like, we're in that section of time right now where sport-wise you have, because the NBA is on break, All-Star break. The NHL is live.
Yeah, I just saw the All-Star game
college basketball
happening.
Is live. Yep. So between those two, that's like all you got going on. The weather is weird. It can't make up its mind. We had a snowstorm this past weekend. And then today it's like warm-ish again. But I'm feeling the wind coming in from my window I've cracked in front of me. And it's chilly again. So, dude, I mean, just like, how do you feel your days during right now?
I don't know. What were the roads bad for you on Friday? Friday night?
Yeah.
Because they were the worst I've, I think, ever seen them. Like, more accidents happening, I think, than I've seen, like, almost ever. It was crazy.
I mean, yeah, they're greasy. I was driving home from work, 6 p.m., just kind of like, all right, it's, you know, a little messy out here.
Yeah.
And then I drove into work the next morning, and it was just ice. I was like, this is not great. But we made it in. You know, that's why they say think ahead, plan ahead, leave ahead, big things like that. So I, you know, set my alarm extra early, let my car run, scraped off the windshield the night before, all that stuff.
Wow.
Was able to get there fine, got home fine. But, I mean, it was weird seeing that much snow falling.
Yeah.
It is March 4th, by the way.
Oh, nice. Okay, I was right.
But yeah, fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, the roads being bad.
It was nice to have snow.
Yeah.
Huh? Fair enough. Well, I like driving in a little bit of snow. It's kind of like fun. Like, ooh.
Yeah. I've decided I do not like fun. It. Because I don't really trust my car with it.
Oh, I don't trust my car at all. Yeah, no.
Boy, slip slide in a little bit. So, sketchy.
See, it's kind of a win-win, though. Yeah, it's all about your mindset, right? I'm thinking about it. I'm driving into work, and I'm like, if I slide off the side of the road, realistically, it'll be a while before I get a tow. And then when I finally do make it into work, it'll be like probably 11 a.m. And then I've already missed half the day, and I was just chilling in my car. And as long as there's no serious damage, that's just like free time off because I'm not paid hourly. I'm paid salary.
Wow.
You know?
That's big.
So it's all about mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. Change your mindset. Change your grind set.
Change your life, bro.
Facts. So call back to the beginning. We're talking about having good, just open-ended questions for a good conversation. You were asking me a good open-ended question before the podcast about a certain Fortnite streamer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. Magnum Ninja had a long taper fade. A long taper fade. Okay, I don't know how to pull this up, but I have been dying over this video. Imagine if Ninja had
a
long taper fade. It's by Eric Doa, and he was live streaming a freestyle concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling this very like serious story about his grandfather. He calls him his abuela, which is
abuelo,
grandfather in Spanish, or abuelo. Yeah, my bad. That's grandma. Yeah. Anyways, his grandfather got him like his first guitar and like encouraged him to get into music, and that's what he was doing, is music. And so he was kind of like, singing about that, and he's like, I'm getting so sad. He's like, I'm not gonna cry on the stream. I'm like, babes, I'm not gonna cry on the stream. And then he just breaks out and that. And I can't actually, I told you, I was like, yo, I found it. It's like right here.
You can't play it?
I don't know where you, I can't find the full thing now. So I'll just play if I can the okay. Low Taper Fade song. I just turned the low cut way up on. You might need to look at that. All right. Let's see how this works. Imagine if Ninja got a low taper
fade. Dude, it's a banger. It's a banger.
Oh, and I just can't get enough of it, dude. It kills me. And it's oh, it's playing again. I think my favorite part about it is I'll just be walking, like today, I was walking around the house doing my stupid taxes and making my ginger ale and doing my laundry. I'm just like,
yeah.
Imagine if Ninja got a low tip of fade. It's just really nice.
Dude, I was like talking to Mitchell. Yeah. I was like talking around to prospective students at work, just in my head thinking, imagine if Ninja got a low taper fade. What would that be like? How would this affect LeBron's legacy?
How would it? I'm sitting there, you know, in meetings with my general manager over the weekend, just sitting there going, imagine if Ninja got a low taper fade. Yeah, no, we'll get that truck out for sure, yeah, man.
Low taper. How do we increase the efficiency of shipping here at DHL? Well, yeah, let me pose you a question. See what you think.
Yeah. Hey, how can we improve this process? I have a better question.
That's good. Yeah.
That's what I've been loving on YouTube recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched that probably more often than I should have by now. But
it's good stuff.
Man, it's good. Man, it's good. Man. Also, I've talked about it before, but Big Booty came out with a new mix. Volume 24 came out 5 days ago. That is, yeah. I have not listened all the way through. By the time I meet up with you next week, I will have, though.
Dang.
Well, here it is. Eric Doa, 2-hour freestyle on Twitch.
Well, play the whole thing.
We're going to. Yeah, here it is.
Is it the same loop the whole time?
Yeah, for 2 hours. I was like, that would get pretty boring. But that was after he finished telling that story. Then he goes, I ain't gonna cry on a live stream, mama. Man, mama. I ain't gonna cry on a live stream. I'm a grown man. I got. Come on, come on.
Sing it out, church. Imagine if Ninja got a low taper fade. Wow.
I think that's really special.
I'm not gonna cry on the, I'm not gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry on the live stream.
Hey, I'm gonna cry.
Imagine if Ninja got a low.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I just think it's one of the all.
I want to add a big, like, massive drum fill into that and then, like, a halftime beat.
Dude, do it. Edit that.
I'll put it in my notes.
Yo, cook something up and throw it at the end of this next week's podcast episode or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite clips on YouTube right now, though, without a doubt. And I think it's one of my favorite things to say and sing and joke about.
That is good stuff.
I think it's just my favorite. It's so fun.
Wow. Yeah. Wild stuff. Pop culture, right?
Dude, something like that.
Yeah. What else going on?
That's it.
Yeah? That's all I got?
That's everything. I've exhausted my list of things I wanted to talk about. That was the last thing, and I knew there was something else, and I couldn't remember.
Oh, that was it.
And it was a low taper fade.
Wow. Well, I have an impromptu Bagel University segment, and then I think that's about all I got.
That sounds good. What do we got? Who's it from?
It's NorthJersey.com. The bagel terms you should know. By Rebecca King with North Jersey. She, just to share her credentials, just so you guys know, She is a food and dining reporter for North Jersey and The Record with the USA Today Network. Her background is in entertainment and dining news, writing for the Press of Atlantic City, Atlantic City Weekly, and SDC Journal. You can find her slurping down. Where do you think this is going? Big bowl of ramen, chowing down on a slice of pizza, or eating way too much ice cream. Dude, she's quirky. I can email her too if I want.
So New York.
That's cool. Should I email her?
Yeah. Anyway. Ask her if she could imagine if Ninja got a low taper fade.
Dude, Rebecca, two questions for you. One, do you got a man?
Would you cry on the live stream?
Yeah. Two, would you cry on the live stream if your abuelo got a low taper fade? All right, so this is on I don't even think I told you guys. Oh yeah, it's the bagel terms you should know. Right. Hand rolled. When a person rolls the bagels by hand, not a machine. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That was kind of a reach for me mentally, but I think I'm there. That makes sense.
Yeah. Mentally, yeah, that was tough for me. Flagel is a flattened bagel used to make bagel sandwiches or bagels with a lot of schmear, smaller and easier to eat. Everything, I'm going to save that one for the end. Proofing, the process of allowing the bagel to rise.
To rise. I knew that one. How'd you
know? That's awesome.
Proofing, you proof bread.
Wow.
And you let the yeast make bubbles.
All right, well, tell me what this one means. Boiled.
They actually boil the bagels to get the initial outside crust.
Oh, okay. So boiled means that they boil it, probably?
I think they boil it and then they bake it.
You are totally correct. Okay, what about steamed?
I think they steam it and then they bake it.
Oh, that's true.
Is that right?
I really feel bad because Rebecca seems nice, but these are crazy. This is crazy. All right, New York style bagel has a crusty outside and fluffy inside, usually made with salt and malt and boiled before baking. Okay, so that one's boiled because it's boiled. Montreal-style bagel, handmade and wood-fired.
That was boiled because it's boiled.
Do you think Montreal-style bagels are boiled or steamed?
Steamed.
No, boiled. Oh. Idiot. What about East Coast-style bagels? Do you think those are boiled or steamed?
Is New York and Montreal not on the East Coast?
They are. But don't think too hard about it.
Okay, then boiled.
It actually doesn't say, so that's awkward. It incorporates sourdough. Oh, that it's usually found in Halifax, bagel? Nova Scotia.
Are bagels Canadian?
This one is.
Okay.
Chicago-style bagel. This one's boiled.
Steamed. So,
oh.
Dude.
Boiled and much smaller than a New York bagel, has the hard crust and dense inside. London style bagel.
Just sounds
bagel.
Like a worst. What do they like? Put poop on it?
Yeah, they put beans on it.
Put beans on it and we barely toast it. And we put some maggots on top.
Mmm. Boy. You take Ringo Starr's ashes.
At least our skills aren't going.
Dude, I deleted Instagram again because I'm just so sick of everybody getting mad at everybody for everything. I don't know why. I'm like, I like America, and America likes me, but just every post that takes place in America, the comments are just like, Americans are freaking stupid, and I'm tired of it. What's up with that?
I always like it because every comment you see like that, you go underneath and then there's some guy under there who's just like, America, rah!
Yeah.
It's just so funny because you're like, Americans are dumb because of this. And we can just be like, yeah, but like America, so.
Yeah. Duh. I don't like it. London style bagel, by the way. Chewy outside, achieved by blank.
Steaming.
Boiling. Steaming never happens.
Then why is there a steamed bagel,
I don't
Mitchell?
Know why they talked about Answer it. Answer me never that. Happens. Yeah. Oh, you have to boil on each side for how many minutes?
7.
2 minutes. And that's the whole article.
Hey, you know, thanks for sharing that.
Wait, I didn't read everything, Bagel. This one is, get on it that. Says, the best podcast from Ohio, typical, steamed. No, just kidding. It doesn't say that. The best steamed podcast. Wow.
The most esteemed.
Oh, I like that.
Podcast. The wordplay. Esteemed.
Wow. Well, that article sucked. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's the one thing about universities. They're not all great.
Yeah.
Some of them are in Michigan.
Being negative today. Sorry, Rebecca. That was a decent article. I couldn't have written it. Well, no, I could have. But
yeah, I was like, I definitely could have written that.
I didn't write it. You know? It's like...
You did write it.
No.
I think you wrote it, and then you started reading it, and then you're like, I'm actually not proud of this. And then you're like, Rebecca wrote it.
Rebecca, that's my alias. It's like how women in like the 40s had to say they were a man so people would buy their books. Somehow, people would not respect my opinion on bagels on the East Coast unless I was a woman.
Unless you're a woman.
Yeah. Which, don't think too hard about that one. But I'm not trying to make a statement here, but kind of am. You know what
I mean? I won't think too hard about it. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, school's out, guys. The bell just rang.
School's out. Podcast out.
Yep.
Wednesday's out if you're listening to it at night.
School's out. Four.
We should find the official length of this episode and put in the description when you should start listening to it if you want it to finish as soon as the day turns to Thursday.
I like that. I'll do that.
I think it'd be a nice little feature for the people that want to start off their Thursday on a good foot.
I'll write it down. Okay. Write down. No, figure out when to start it for Thursday. And then, we can end it by welcoming them to Thursday.
There we go.
I'll play the clapping sound effect when we do that.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome Happy to Thursday. Thursday. Guys, you're going to crush the day.
You made it. I'm go so on glad it is Thursday diem. Now. Man, I'm excited to do all of my Thursday activities.
Like maybe recycling, 1 out of 7 chance.
Yeah.
Get the
That's
mail.
A good point. That's a good callback. Who knows? Maybe today's the day.
Yeah. Watch what comes out of Survivor, maybe. I don't remember.
Definitely a TV show premieres on Thursday. I think they're always premiering.
Yeah. Well, good luck, guys. Good job.
A certain sporting event that is on today.
Thursday ball?
Thursday basketball? Thursday night?
Thursball?
Baseball? Yeah. Polo match? Rugby?
Hot dog eating contest?
All right. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Okay. All right, guys. Well...
Follow Welcome us. Back. I got to get on the TikTok grind again, but Mitchell's posting reels. Check those out. Everything Bagel Podcast edit, on Instagram.
I need to try to edit the whole radio thing into a video. I think it would be fun, but I haven't yet, so don't
expect Yeah, that'd be a hard task.
We'll see.
But, alrighty. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, folks.
Peace.
We appreciate your listening.
Yep. Have a good Thursday.
Have a good night.
Bye, guys.
Bagel.